Hi there, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you're listening to day number one of our Grow Your Following Online 7-Day Challenge. So our topic for today is your email list, how you're going to grow your email following, okay? So every day I'm going to give you a checklist of different strategies that I personally have used, and out of this, I hope that you find either elements that you can say, okay, this can help me enhance what I'm currently doing, or oh, that's something different that I've never thought of, okay? So when it comes to building your email list, you definitely have to have that wow factor. So whether people come to your web page or a sales page and say, out of curiosity or just being compelled, this particular person has something amazing that I want on a regular basis, you've got to be clear about having a very solid wow factor so that people are excited about signing up and staying connected, okay? Now, this is important because a lot of times I will work with clients and they'll say, okay, well, I know that I should have a free report, or I know that I should have some sort of infographic, something to get people to sign up. And I oftentimes feel like they're creating it just because they know that they should versus creating something that is amazing. And trust me, there's a difference. When you just say, well, I think this kind of sounds interesting, and you create a wishy-washy kind of an offer, then you're going to get wishy-washy results. You want to think about that last time that you went to a website, right? And you said, oh my goodness, I want to put my email in that box right now, because something about that offer just really motivated you to take action. That's the kind of wow factor that you want to create for people when they come to your space. Okay. So when I was in the beginning stages, many moons ago, of building my email list, I started off by creating these really awesome 30-day and 90-day sequences, autoresponders that I thought, okay, this is going to attract my ideal audience. Okay. So especially entrepreneurs, webpreneurs, I thought about some of the things that I wanted to focus on and some of the things that my client base were focusing on, okay, had questions about. So one of my first automated series was actually 30 days. My Black Business Starter Kit was a 30-day autoresponder. And I said, okay, for 30 days, I'm going to share with you, you know, different strategies that I use as an entrepreneur of color, different websites and directories that you should be using, different no-cost marketing strategies and web tools. And every day, I'm going to give you something that you may have not heard of before. So in the case of the Black Business Starter Kit, which was connected to one of my social networking communities, the BBWO Network, over at mybbwo.com. My goal was to attract a particular type of person. So that's something that's worth mentioning. You want to think about, who do you want on your email list, right? What are they looking for? And how are you going to create that wow? So people were just signing up because they were like, oh my God, as an entrepreneur of color, there are so many different things that I want to do, especially on a budget. I need your help. Okay. So you want to be able to not just meet people's expectations with your opt-in offer, but you want to exceed it in a way that people are really excited about taking advantage of what you have. So that first 30-day challenge was one example. Another one is my Unblock Your Blessings 90-day series over at unblockyourblessings.com. As an entrepreneur, I've learned quite a bit about, you know, going through the struggle and out of that struggle, finding amazing ways to persevere and just really strive, if not strive, but thrive, right? Thrive in my experience as an entrepreneur. So I put together Unblock Your Blessings so that every week for 12 weeks, I can share the different strategies, the different lessons I've learned in my time online. Now, out of that, amazing women have participated in the process because, you know, they said, okay, well, I don't want to just do this. You know, I want to be able to glean from you your struggle, your experiences, your ahas, what I can do. right? So you want to think about that for yourself. There are people out there who want to learn from you and they want to get your insight, whether it be the information I shared in the starter kit, or they want to be motivated by your story, like the Unblock Your Blessing series. You want to again think about, can I put together some sort of a message, an automated sequence that not only informs, but in many ways encourages my target audience to do what they need to do to move forward. Okay. So that's one particular example of an amazing wow opt-in offer, but it certainly isn't the only one. If you are an author, there are many authors who not only say, okay, I'm going to give you a free chapter because that's pretty standard nowadays, but they'll say, you know what? I'm going to give you the whole book, you know, get the digital book because I want to help you move forward and my book can help you do just that. And people go, wow, right? You know, not only are they giving me a free chapter, they're giving me the whole book. And keep in mind, if the value is there, if the engagement is there, if the interest is there, a lot of these same people who got the digital copy for free will go and purchase the book, right? Because they want something physical. I don't know about you, but I love the feeling of holding a book and turning the pages, right? So you're certainly not in a space where giving something away is going to take away from your ability to profit. When you are building a relationship with your client base, especially email, especially in a time where we no longer are seeing a lot of mail in our actual physical mailboxes, all the junk mail is going to our inbox, right? So people are being very careful about what they opt into. So if you want them to opt into you, again, literally, you've got to bring that wow factor, right? So, giving away something like your whole book is something that you can consider as well, outside of a training or outside of daily resources. You want to make it fantastic. You want to make it amazing. One of the amazing ladies in my circle is a financial expert, and every year she has a financial challenge that she does to kickstart the year and provides the ladies in her circle. Thousands of women have registered to participate so that they can start the year with financial guidance with her over the course of 30 days. Okay. So an automated sequence or an amazing offer, maybe a product that would have otherwise cost them quite a bit of money, being able to get that for free in exchange for signing up to start a relationship with you is certainly the first thing that I want you to think about. Okay. One other strategy that I utilize, which is pretty nifty, if I don't say so myself, is when I go to events, I'm always looking for ways in which to create an opportunity to get people onto my list, right? So traditionally speaking, people will go to events and they'll share a business card and say, well, here's my email, you know, and sometimes you'll get a bunch of people's business cards and then automatically put them on your list, which you shouldn't do. You really want to have people manually put themselves on your list because that's the best way for them to say they express interest and they will be attentive when you send them out messages. But if you're trying to do that, it's kind of like, well, what do I do, right? How do I get people on my list when I go out to events? One strategy that quite a few people have opted to do is whether they're using their iPad, just a regular tablet, or their laptop, they'll have some sort of station at their vendor table or wherever they are at a particular event and say, well, you know, opt in. Again, we'll give you an amazing offer, or we're doing a giveaway right now. So if you opt in, you can do that. You can participate. So that's something to think about, right? You know, if you want to physically have people sign up, sometimes people will go the manual route of having people write their emails down on a piece of paper. That's the simple way. But in our technology driven society, if you can have some sort of tablet or laptop device to get people to opt in at a live event, that would be great. My strategy as an alternative to that is to create a sign-up form online with a great offer that's relevant to that particular event, so that I can share that opt-in offer when I go out. So for example, when I'm talking about different marketing strategies that people can use to find customers, I will often say, you know, go to findcustomers.sistercenter.com sistersense.com, and there you'll find I have a training on how you can find customers online. You can get the training for free, just opt in, right? So I've created a sign-up form. I've created an easy location. I use subdomains to create a subdomain, findcustomers.sistersense.com, so that I can verbalize it to people, especially when I'm going and I'm speaking at an event. And people like that. Not only are they having the opportunity to engage with me and learn from me at the event, then they can go get a free video or a training from me online. They opt into that and it helps me build my following. So that's something to think about as well. If you've got a great offer, don't just think about how you can share it with people when they come to your website. Think about how you can proactively verbalize that offer when you're going out to different spaces, especially if you're somebody who, like myself, speaks, right? So sometimes it'll be me saying, okay, well, here's a free training. Other times I will literally say, you guys are taking a lot of notes. You're engaging. You're excited with my training today. If you want the presentations, if you